I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. It's going to be a bright young morning or afternoon here at Live in Studio C with students from the Governor's School for the Arts. They're here with Dr. Jerome Reed, the pianist, who is also the chair of the Music Division of the Governor's School for the Arts, and the Patricia and Rhodes Hart Professor of Piano at Lipscomb University. Dr. Reed has been here many times, and we have music for saxophone, the flute, and voice, and piano today with the young students from the Governor's School. We're going to be hearing first music of the French composer, flutist and composer Jules Demesmes. He lived from 1833 to 1866. He was also one of the very first French composers to write for the saxophone. This is his Fantasy on an original theme. The saxophonist is Jason Frazier from Fairview, Franklin High School in Fairview, and he'll be accompanied by Dr. Jerome Reed.
Thank you.
That was the Fantasy on an original theme by the French flutist and composer Jules de Mersemont, who lived from 1833 to 1866. One of the very first pieces written for saxophone as it was being developed in that time, the mid-19th century. We heard Jason Frazier playing it with Jerome Reed at piano. Jason is is at the Franklin High School in Fairview and one of the students from the Governor's School for the Arts program. Thank you very much, Jason. Fleetingly played. Nice fingerwork there. I'm Will Griffin. Dr. Jerome Reed is going to talk a bit about the Governor's School for the Arts program for us.
The Governor's School for the Arts is a program for rising juniors and seniors in high school held at Middle Tennessee State University for 4 weeks. We audition students in January for this program. We have 197 music students this summer. We have a total of 360 students, including areas in theater, dance, visual art, and film.
Well, it is an important program for developing young artists, so it's wonderful to know that it's happening and be able to hear these fine young musicians this morning. We're going to go to music of Beethoven next. This is the opening movement of the Piano Sonata in E minor, Opus 90, played by Mary Park, who is from Houston High School in Germantown. Thank you. Live in Studio C, that was Mary Park playing music of Beethoven, the opening movement of the Piano Sonata in E Minor, Opus 90. Mary Park, one of the students from the Governor's School for the Arts program, which is happening currently at Middle Tennessee State University, Murfreesboro. We have four young musicians with us today. Earlier, we heard Jason Frazier playing saxophone. That was Mary Park playing solo piano. Next, we're going to hear Berta Teodoro playing flute in the opening movement of a concerto in G major by Johann Stamitz. On the piano is Dr. Jerome Reed.
Thank you.
Flutist Berta Teodora playing flute live in Studio C with Dr. Jerome Reed at piano. That was the opening movement of Flute Concerto in G Major by Johann Stamitz. Berta Teodora is from Rossview High School in Clarksville. Very well done. Thank you. One of the students from the Governor's School for the Arts. We have four students today and from the Governor's School program, and we have one more selection. This is music of Benedetto Marcello. It's a cantata for solo voice, solo soprano. It's called Quella Fiamma Che M'Accende, and we're going to hear soprano Malia Gately with Jerome Reed.
Sing.
Soprano Melia Gately from Home Life Academy in Humboldt, Tennessee, singing Quella Fiamma Che M'Accende by Benedetto Marcello, a solo cantata with Dr. Jerome Reed at piano, closing out our program of students from the Governor's School for the Arts. A very fine program. Jason Frazier played saxophone, Mary Park played piano, Berta Teodora played flute, and of course Melia Gately sang that that aria. Dr. Jerome Reed, thank you for bringing these fine students with you today, and congratulations, and have fun for the rest of your summer School for the Arts, Governor's School for the Arts program, kids. I'm Will Griffin. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of National Public Radio's and Classical 91.1's Live in Studio C programs. Coming up next week, members of the Nashville Concerto Orchestra, Live in Studio C.